Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio. So we're catching up on the weekend, and there's one more thing that I want to tell you about, an impromptu presentation that still has me shook in the best possible way after the weekend.
So this is like, is it up there with an All-Ireland medal presentation?
Yes.
You weren't expecting it, you
said? No.
Okay. No whispers had reached your ears when people knew you that you might be heading homeward for the weekend?
Not even a whisper.
Okay.
That's how much of a shock this came to me. Me and my friend, we're heading down the road on Saturday, get coffee for ourselves. We ended up getting 3 coffees and an ice cream, but that's a different story. And there's a new place in Kinloch where I'm from, where I went to school, played football, so on and so forth. And we had drove past and I was like, oh, Devourer's open. We'll go back there and get coffee. Have you been? No, neither of us had been. Went in and got the coffee. They didn't take cards yet, so he had to run down to the ATM. I had only €4.50 on me. So standing there waiting for him to come back. We walk out the door and there's people that I know. One of them in K.O. Doherty. K.O. says, I want to talk to you. And I thought, oh no, what have I done? Because any time that anyone says to you, I want to talk to you, it's not usually good, is it?
It's not great. Now, some context in terms of your previous relationship with K.O. Doherty.
K.O. would have seen me grown up.
Okay.
She worked in Choices in Bundoran, so I would have hired videos and then DVDs of K.O. from the locality, from the local area. We know each other. You know, you just know people.
What I was getting at, yeah, there's no reason though you haven't offended Kay in the past.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You don't know. You hope not. You hope to go through life without offending as little people as possible, but you never know. And Kay says, I have something for you. And I go, you have something for me. So your mind goes into overdrive. And what she took out and presented to me on the street of Kinloch was,
goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye, and tomorrow just like today.
A bear in the big blue house today. I swear on my life. Rooted to the footpath I was.
God.
So if you're unfamiliar with this, last year a search took place on this show for Bear in the Big Blue House crisps. We never got that far, but we did get to speak to Mr. Noel McNeil, the face, the voice behind Bear in the Big Blue House. And me and Kay obviously haven't crossed paths with the whole pandemic and everything that's happened. Kay was going to call down to us in Bundoran on Friday. She says, no, I'll leave it off. I'll post it to them at the show. But as chance would have it, we crossed paths on Saturday and I was presented with Bear in the Big Blue House, Teddy. So to Kay and Louise and all that I met on the main street of Kinloch, still gobsmacked at the generosity, the surprise and how much Bear in the Big Blue House has spread across.
I mean, you're a grown man.
You're a grown man.
You're in your 20s.
I pay my taxes and I insure my own car and all those adulty things.
And then you get the nicest gift of the year with a Bear in the Big Blue House, Teddy. This is just, it really does, it caps the whole thing beautifully, but also it does give a sweeter tinge to everything, considering we didn't manage to track down the crisps, but now you have an official teddy bear, I think is the sweetest thing.
I thought we were done with it. I thought there's an investigation that we didn't bring to a perfect conclusion, but I think if we go no further with Bear in the Big Blue House crisps, I think this is a beautiful way to cap it off with Kay and the impromptu presentation on the main street of Kinloch. And now we have a mascot. I have a mascot for the show. And if we go travelling, Bear's coming with us.
On the road, I am living for anyone who was in that vicinity at whatever stage it was on Saturday and saw you, a fully grown man, being presented with the teddy bear with absolutely no context whatsoever. And I said, okay. Okay, this is Kinloch. All right, okay.
Welcome to Leitrim, boys, where you get presented with teddies on the main street. Isn't it beautiful? There's no other county or town or village in Ireland that this happens other than Kinloch. That's why I love home.
It's glorious.
Okay, thank you so much. Louise as well. I'm still in shock. You can see it. I put it up as a story at the weekend, but it's in the highlights tab at Mr. Dave Duke on Insta. So the bar has been raised, you know, cookies, milkshakes, coffees, Bear in the Big Blue House, teddies. When we go on the road trip the next time, we'll be expecting stuff. We'll be...
I was just about to say, let us not come across as if we are soliciting for gifts. That is not. We just want the joy of bringing iRadio in the afternoon a little bit closer to you out on the road. Oh, It's amazing though.
We'll have to take at least a 3-seater car now. Myself, yourself, Bear in the Big Blue House, strapped into the baby chair in the back. We'll be on the road again soon.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.